It seems that we have gone from one extreme to the other. Yesterday morning, temperatures were in the 40s to around 50 degrees. This afternoon, we have struggled to reach the 10-degree mark, and a gusty westerly wind has resulted in wind chill values that are well below zero across the entire region. And those bitterly cold wind chills will be a weather headline right through the night. A wind chill advisory is up for much of our area. For wind chill values, that will be in the teens and 20s below zero. A wind chill warning is in effect for portions of the Catskills. Within that warned area, wind chills might dip down to 30 below zero tonight. We're also watching some lake effect snow. There's a band of lake effect snow coming off of Lake Erie and another band coming off of Lake Ontario. Portions of the western Adirondacks are under a lake effect snow warning through midday tomorrow. Within that warned area, some areas will pick up over 2 feet of snow accumulation. Now, from time to time, we've had a couple of snow showers break off of that band, and there's certainly the potential for a snow shower mainly across the North Country tonight into tomorrow. But the big story for sure is going to be the cold weather with low temperatures in the single digits above and below zero tonight. And again, those wind chill values will be generally in the teens and 20s below zero. Coming up during the day tomorrow, the cold is going to ease a little bit. High temperatures will climb up into the teens, and it won't be as windy as today, so it's going to be less cold and it's going to feel less cold than today. And that band of lake effect snow will be with us tomorrow morning, but it should tend to diminish a bit as we work through the afternoon hours. The weather will moderate coming up Thursday and Friday. Temperatures on Thursday will warm up into the 20s, and by Friday we should be up into the 30s. So the worst of the cold weather will occur between now and tomorrow morning, and we'll start to see that moderating trend begin very gradually tomorrow. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, with lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, chance of snow showers elsewhere, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill in the teens and 20s below zero, and tomorrow partly sunny, with areas of lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, high in the teens. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville, tonight variably to mostly cloudy, areas of lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, chance of snow showers elsewhere, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero, wind chill in the teens and 20s below zero to as cold as 30 below zero, tomorrow partly sunny with areas of lake effect snow in the Adirondacks, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, mostly clear, breezy, and cold tonight, low in the single digits, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero, and tomorrow mostly sunny, high around 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear, breezy, and cold tonight, low in the single digits, wind chill in the single digits and teens below zero, and tomorrow mostly sunny, high in the teens to around 20. On Thursday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Friday, partly sunny, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.